Welcome to Food Bites with Sarah Patterson and Kevin Hillier.
I hear wedding bells in the air in Summer Bay.
For a minute there, I thought it was going to cost me money. I thought there was an announcement that hadn't been had in the household. Who's getting married?
Well, Ada Nicodemu, who plays Leah Patterson on Super Soap Home and Away, is marrying her beloved of many years, Justin, the character.
Played by James Stewart?
That's exactly correct, Kevin. You watch the show. It is bigger than Texas. It is bigger than the Neighbours' wedding of Kylie and Jason. It's the biggest one yet.
And you know why? Because Ada's on the show.
Yes.
She's on our show this week. She's getting married this week, but she's fitted us into a schedule. How about that?
Amazing. We're very important people. We're VIPs here at Food Bites.
We are. And Ada's written a book too, called Me a Megastar, which we're going to talk to her about, as well as, obviously, the fabulous Greek Cypriot background in cooking and eating and halloumi.
She is one of the best guests you can have on a food-related show that we've ever had. I mean, food is life for Ada. She throws herself into it. Literally.
And did we mention halloumi? If not once, it'll be 40,000 times between now and the end of this particular show.
Well, as she tells us, you know, she grew up, literally grew up in a grocery shop amongst beautiful fresh produce.
It's a beauty. She's a beauty, and she's coming up as our guest. And our food poll this week.
Oh, yes. Well, we go from beautiful fresh produce in your greengrocers to your sugar-laden marshmallows.
Yeah. Well, you've got to have a sugar hit somewhere.
Well, exactly. We're putting white marshmallows up against pink. It just made me think of people who put them in their coffee or their hot chocolate. I'm not a fan of doing that. But
and the voting will amaze and surprise you.
Well, I don't even know what the result is.
It will. That's coming up soon. But let's get to our guest. She's getting married, but she's fitted us in. It's Ada Nicodemu here on Food Bites.
You're listening to Food Bites with Sarah Patterson and Kevin Hillier.
Ada, it is so wonderful to have you on our show, and I can't think of a more fitting guest because food is a massive part of your life. In fact, you say your entire life revolves around it.
Yes, it does. From the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, I just think about what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to cook, where I'm going to go out to dinner. I love food. I think, you know, growing up in a Greek Cypriot household is definitely a reason why I love food.
And you didn't just grow up in a Greek Cypriot household. You quite literally grew up in a continental mixed business deli.
I did. Yeah, I was really lucky. I didn't realise actually how fortunate I was to have all of that amazing food just on offer whenever I wanted. And I don't think I appreciated it growing up. Like even I remember, you know, I'd come home from school and, you know, Mum like, do you want a hamburger or do you want a steak sandwich? Or they'd make like fresh donuts in the morning. And I just took all of that for granted. And it wasn't until, you know, I'd go to school and, you know, I'd have like a lunchbox full of food that I realised that, yeah, all the other kids didn't get that. And, you know, and Mum now, like even, you know, you open up Mum's pantry. I mean, I love going to Mum's house because, yeah, it's just got an array of anything you want. Like, it's just incredible.
Did you have a favourite when you were growing up, one that you did sort of gravitate to more than the others?
Dessert? Or what are we talking here, Kevin? Where do we start? Do we start at breakfast? Do we start at, as far as desserts go, my favourite Greek dessert is a Zaladoburiko, it's called. So it's sort of like a vanilla slice, really? But yeah, with a little bit of syrup. Anything custard is amazing, right?
Yep.
Like, just I like drinking custard. I like, but any dessert with custard is insane. So yeah, so that's a beautiful Greek dessert. Bulgats is another really yummy one as well. But geez, I mean, where do I start? Okay, so my mum makes, they're called ravioli, so like ravioli, but it's a Cypriot ravioli, and inside it, and she makes them from scratch, and inside it is, I think it's like three different types of cheeses, like, and one of them being halloumi, with mint as well, and then they boil them up with, you know, like a chicken broth, and then, you know, you cut sort of the chicken on top with the ravioli, and that Like, that would be my last meal. Like, it is insane. Yeah.
Sounds yummy.
Ada, we know and love you so well for your acting career, for your long tenure on Home and Away, but now you are enjoying life as a as an author. You have a junior fiction series, Mia, Megastar. Now, she sounds an awfully lot like you, Ada. Mia lives above a grocery and pastry shop and she dreams of being a star.
Yeah, it's it is loosely based on me, and I did grow up in a shop. I mean, we didn't live above a shop, but I did grow up in a shop full of food, and you know, friends would always come over and you know eat everything in the house basically. But I always always loved to perform. Like, we used to go to those big Greek dances, and you know, Mum would turn around, and I'd like stolen the microphone from the band, and I'd just like talk. Or say a poem, and she's like, oh, gosh, here she goes again. You know, I used to go, do a lot of Greek dancing. I did all of, like, and dancing as well. So I always loved to perform. You know, when people come over and, you know, I'd get dressed up and put on a show, and, I'd, you know, rope my cousins in to put on a show for the family. But it wasn't until I went on this school excursion in a high school, and I saw, I'll never forget it, it was the rise and fall of Little Voice, and it was amazing. I had never seen a play before, and the actors were just incredible and funny and moving, and then they all spoke to us afterwards about their craft and whatever, and I just remember that moment, and I thought, that is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm from Minto in Sydney. you know, no one knows anything about acting. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but somehow I want to act. So I wanted to write a book that inspired young people, but, you know, I guess mainly young girls, you know, if they do like to perform, you know, it just maybe sort of how they can follow their dreams. But filtered through the book, you know, it's about friendship and culture and family and, you know, community. You know, it's a community store. I feel like we've lost that these days where, you know, when I grew up, I don't know about you guys, but when I grew up, there was a lot of sort of corner stores. And you went to the corner store and or the milk bar or whatever and you got your food. Everyone knew everyone. Well, I feel like that's a little bit lost. So,
yeah, the 20-cent bag of the 20-cent bag of mixed lollies with the musk stick poking out of the bag.
Yeah, and the hot chips. Remember the hot chips that you'd get after school?
Yep.
Yeah, all of that. So it's a little bit like that as well.
And the inspiration for actually writing a book as opposed to taking it down some other path was came from your son?
Yeah, Jonas loves reading and he likes writing. So, so, you know, he's inspired me. And the other inspiration was just, I just feel like young girls these days are just stuck on their phones and maybe not that kind. I just wanted to, you know, inspire young girls to be kind to each other and to follow their dreams and, you know, create a drama club and, you know, go out and play and, you know, just how I grew up, I think. You know, I'm very lucky that, you know, Jonas is a bookworm, but, you know, he is very creative. But, yeah, I just wanted to inspire other kids. But my son wrote a book before I did. I mean, he was writing a screenplay. I mean, nothing ever came of it in the end, but he wrote a screenplay. Like, literally, I'm going to say it was a year and a half ago. I'm like, okay, if he can do it, I think I can do it too.
Absolutely. And, yeah, you've got a love too about this book that it includes a few bonus recipes. And I see halloumi is front and centre in your mind.
Well, yeah, I'm Cypriot. We love halloumi. I put halloumi in everything. And, you know, and obviously, look, they're very simple recipes. so kids can do them. You know, you mentioned earlier, what's my favourite thing? Well, one of my favourite things in the morning is an omelette. And the Greeks, you know, like we put like a whole lot of different stuff in it, but, you know, we definitely always have halloumi. But, you know, otherwise it's a toastie with halloumi. We even have halloumi with watermelon. Like, you know, we basically just have halloumi all the time.
Yeah, halloumi with halloumi. Now, I've got to ask, I did discover this in looking at the book and reading some things, sheep organ soup.
Oh,
what is that? And there's a Greek name for it, and it's and I'm gathering that it's something. When I ask the question, "What won't you eat?" that will be the answer.
Yeah. So the Cypriots, where our soup that we always have is avo lemono, it's called. So it's an egg and lemon soup, and that's one of the soups that. So every time I'm sick, like that's the soup that mum makes me. But also after church, like after Easter, like we go home and have that. But the Greeks do that other one, the magidizza, and it is disgusting between you and me. So I won't be having that.
It's just between us. What part, if at all, does coffee play in your life? Are you a coffee drinker?
Oh, yeah, I love coffee. Mm. Yeah, I'm ashamed to say that the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning now is turn my coffee machine on and have a shot of coffee. But so, look, I only have two coffees a day. I find if I have any more than that, I feel ill. And I push it all the time thinking I can do a third, but it doesn't work. But the Greeks, we also love our coffee. But have you ever had a Greek coffee?
I have once. I seem to remember it was quite thick in consistency.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's rocket fuel.
Yeah.
It's rocket fuel, but I do love that. And it's the only coffee that I have that I put sugar in as well, because I think you need it with that one. But other than that, I have two coffees a day. I love coffee. I mean, I'm Australian, right? We all like coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the food like on the set of Home and Away?
Oh,
really good. Yeah, really good. We're really lucky that so Joanna, who makes our food now, makes Leah look really good because she makes all the food. But yeah, look, if ever we have to eat anything. It's always so yummy. Actually, we were doing some scenes yesterday and it was a big dinner party scene, and the scene prior to lunch was this amazing roast. But then we were running late, so they didn't do the scene until after, like when we got back from lunch, and poor Joanna was so upset because not only were we all full, so we didn't get to enjoy her food, but also the roast was overcooked. So she was really upset about that because she takes so much pride in her food.
You've been part of the cast of Home and Away, Ada, for over a couple of decades now, so one of the longer-serving members of the cast. What makes it a joy for you? What do you love about being part of this show?
Look, I'm sure you hear this all the time, but it is actually the people. I do really love the people that I work with, and they are, you know, my closest friends, and that they're like family to me, you know, especially Ray and Lynn, because I'm doing them for such a long time, and we've all been through so much together, and they've seen my son grow up, and, you know, like I've known them for just such a long time. And the other thing is that, I'm never bored. Like it's constantly, Leah's always, you know, evolving and changing, and I love, you know, getting the scripts every week and reading them for the first time, like everyone else, and going, oh, wow, okay, this is happening now. I'm not one of those actors that, you know, goes up to the writers and wants to know what's coming up. I like to be surprised. I like Leah, you know, I like what they've done with Leah as well. And, I don't know, Leah's like my best friend. I mean, really, I mean, I think when you're playing a character for so long, yeah, you end up being very similar to your character. But I always say she's a lot nicer than me. I do like, especially like the last couple of years, the stories that I've had have really pushed me a lot. And but we've come out the other end, and Leah and Justin get married, and it's just beautiful, and it's hopefully like one of those sort of TV events that you remember. And I just think it's really nice for the fans to see that there's a really good payoff for all the fans who have waited for Leah to be happy for such a long time.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got to ask, I want to refer back to Mia Megastar, the book, and draw your attention to page 38, which is the reference to the big book of Greek rules.
Oh.
Yes.
And I must admit, I did laugh out loud a lot when I read this. There's some absolute rippers, and I want to know how many of these you actually stole from your mother and hear often. Don't go to sleep with your hair wet or you'll catch a cold.
Yeah, she still says that.
Spitting will get rid of bad luck and bring you good luck instead.
Yeah. That's true, as far as she's concerned, yep.
If you walk barefoot, you'll get flat feet.
Yeah, and so you know what? And I've got a problem with my feet now because I've had an injury, but my mum blames it on the fact that I walk around the house and don't wear shoes.
Now, there's a couple of
things. She's stuck to that, yeah.
Fair enough. Now, if your right palm is itchy, you'll get some money soon. I like that one.
Yes.
If your ears are itchy.
Now, my mum doesn't say that.
If your ears are itchy, someone's talking about you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And finally, never put shoes on a table. Can you tell me why that is?
I believe that. Well, firstly, they're dirty. But no, it's actually new shoes, right? It's bad luck. It's bad luck. And you know when you obviously know that all of these are superstitions.
Yeah.
But there's something in your head that goes, oh, I just can't do it. Like, just in case. You know, you never know. Like, could you imagine if I put the new shoes on the table and all of a sudden I have really bad luck? And look, I've always laughed with all of my cousins about this infamous Greek book of rules that we've never seen. But there must be, like, you must just get it when you're a mother or an older mother and, you know, like, you just sort of pass down these rules because they're ridiculous. They make no sense, but they all say it. All the Greek mums have all of these rules.
But it's one of those lovely things that does get passed down from generation to generation. And like cooking and a whole lot of other things, it is one of those things that becomes an inherent part of you.
Yeah, no, it's so true. But it's like even my son Jonas now, because he hears mum saying the one about the wet hair, and he goes, yeah. You only get a cold. Like it's a virus. You don't catch a cold from wet hair. She's like, no, Jonas.
The voice of reason.
He's never been told. No. He's just so logical. Yeah. But it's so true. It does get passed down. And I really do like that. And that's the reason why I wanted it in the book. Obviously, I'm poking fun at it. But it does get passed down. And the recipes is something that I'm making a point of now doing a lot more cooking with my mum. Because I do want to learn all of those recipes and pass down all of those traditions. And that's another reason why I've put Greek Easter in there, in Mia Megastar, and also, you know, the barbecue with the sulfur and all of that. That's all the stuff that's going to be passed down, and hopefully Jonas does it one day. And that's part of our beautiful, rich culture that when I was growing up, I think I poo-pooed a little bit, like, I think a lot of young people do, you know, and it's not until you get older that you go, wow, that's amazing that that's how I grew up.
And people can share in that. Obviously, you have a beautiful relationship with your mum with the cooking, and that people can follow along on Instagram with that too. You have a big following there.
And she's so funny because she acts like she's really shy. Then she'll just be so cheeky. And actually, Mia's mum in the book is very cheeky and does a whole lot of practical jokes.
Yeah.
And my mum did that growing up as well, you know. So that's, so again, so, a bit of a similarity there. But, I like putting up those recipes with mum also because I've documented them now, but other people can follow them. And we've got, like, on my Instagram at the moment, actually, we've got Valdeburka, which is my favourite dessert.
Oh, perfect.
Right. And the best part of that is actually licking the bowl.
Oh, 100%.
I think. And she gets so upset with me all the, and she doesn't. She's like,
Ada, usually just to finish up, we like to ask our guests if they have a kitchen or a cooking tip to share. Do you have one of those for us?
Oh, okay. Kitchen or a cooking tip. Mm. Okay. Oh, geez, there's so many. I mean, look, I'm a bit of a clean freak. And what I like to do at the end of the night, once I've cleaned the kitchen and whatever, is I always just put a little bit of eucalyptus down the sink. And that just makes the kitchen just smell really, just nice and fresh.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Ada, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the book. Keep going on Home and Away for as long as you know, the day is long. And thanks for spending some time with us on Food Bites.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
No, pleasure. See ya.
You're listening to Food Bites with Sarah Patterson and Kevin Hillier.
And we invited to the nuptials, you
I think
know.
We should be.
Yeah, I reckon we should be. No, congratulations to Ada on what's been a big week for her as a TV star.
And congratulations on her extensive career with Home and Away, one of the longest serving cast members. She obviously loves what she does and is very good at what she does.
And that book is really very good.
It's fantastic.
It's a terrific little book. It's out now on Penguin Books if you want to grab a hold of that. It's called Mia Megastar. Now, let's get
Mia
down.
From Mia Megastar to Mega Marshmallows.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. What do you like?
Pink or pink white? Or white? What's your poison? I guess the pink could be strawberry or raspberry flavoured.
I don't know.
Old Croaky. Love Old Croaky. He'll start us off and he says, I can only stomach marshmallow when it's embedded in Rocky Road. Oh, yeah. Unable to then favour a colour. So he'll give it a point each way.
Okay. Patricia says, can I have both, please?
Muriel says, any colour at all is fine by me, but if I had to choose, it would be classic white.
To which Glenn replies, Muriel, that of course would be to match your 1960s undergarments.
Cheeky.
It's taken a turn for the worse here, the old food poll. But for Glenn, he says, mine, I like mine in my hot chockey.
Oh, okay. Sylvana.
Not his underwear, I should point out.
Thank
That's his
you.
Marshmallow.
Yeah, That's okay. very unsavoury. Sorry. Sylvana says, not really fussed either is good to eat.
Joylene says, both are yummy.
Artie says, I don't care about the colour. I wouldn't touch either with a barge pole. Oh, well, thanks for sharing.
Terry says, is there actually a difference between these two apart from the colour?
Oh, that's a good question.
I bet if you were blindfolded and they popped one in your mouth, you couldn't tell whether it was pink or white. I love them in hot chocolate, so I guess it's a vote for both today.
Yeah, no, I think there's a distinctly different flavour with the pink.
So does Glenn.
Oh, Glenn says, Terry, pinkies have a slightly different taste.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cherie says, I'll have both, thanks.
David says, not so sure colour is the main consideration here. Okay. But rather size.
Oh.
I'm a fan of those large, powdery, fat ones. Particularly in a hot chocolate.
That's what Sarah calls me sometimes. The large powdery fat one.
Oh, Kevin.
Rebecca says, I'll have both, thanks, but not vegan.
That's right. Well, yeah, they're gelatin. Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Kim says both.
I didn't know what they were made out of. It's one of those things you didn't want to know. Angie says, look, is there a difference really? I'll shove them both in my gob.
Pack them in your gob.
Thanks, Angie.
Karen says, definitely pink. I haven't had them in years, though.
Davin says, no preference for colour, but toasted on a campfire is the best.
Oh, my gosh, and make them into s'mores. You squash them between a couple of bickies.
What sort of bickies?
You know.
What sort of bickies would you want with them?
Well, Americans call them graham crackers.
Oh, yeah. I've had that.
Sue Hosking says, I would have to pass on this one. Can't remember the last time I ever had one. They're just not on my radar of things to eat.
Fair enough. Charlene says, pink for me.
Rachel, both.
Michelle says, they're both good.
Eleanor says, as long as it's a marshmallow, I don't mind which colour. They both seem to taste the same, says Eleanor.
David says, go big and in a hot chocolate.
Yeah. Wayne, 1965 off the Twitter, says white.
Stephen Quatermain says, only in a rocky road.
Fair enough. Glenn says, oh, Paddo, who cares if they're white or pink? I love marshmallows.
All right, here we go, the voting.
Here's
the voting.
Yep.
Single digits for white, pink and neither.
Oh.
An overwhelming 82%
That's
for both.
That's not true.
So pink didn't win, white didn't win. Both
now, that's never happened before.
I don't think both
it's
has ever actually won before. Yeah, I think it is. We're getting first in our Food Bites poll.
Can I just be a bit of a purist? I am in favour of white marshmallows. Oh. I think if you're going to put them in a hot drink, I don't think you should put a pink marshmallow in a coffee
does
or
the
a
colour
hot
come
chocolate.
Out at all?
Well, yeah. The pink bleaches out. I think it should be white.
Okay. All right. So there you go. So there's the edict is you can have both, but if you're going to stick them in a drink, it has to be a white
one. What an interesting result.
Yeah, there you go. Can you buy them?
Can you buy just white or just pink?
Yeah, because the bags I see are both.
Yeah, I'm not aware that you can.
I hadn't paid any attention to them until this last week when I was walking around after the food poll had gone up, and I thought every bag I saw was pink and white, so it wasn't like you could buy either.
Well, maybe that's an investigation you need to undertake, Kevin, the next time you're at the supermarket.
Now. A bit of research will be had now at the supermarket in the lolly aisle. Oh, what a big change that
is for me. That happens quite commonly.
Oh, yeah. Now, snakes, do you want a red one or a green one? I'll have to check that out while I'm there too. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Ada Nicodemu for being on our show.
Thank you.
Terrific episodes this week of Home and Away. Hope you've enjoyed those and her book, Me a Megastar. Till next time, bye.
Thanks for listening to Food Bites. Check out our Facebook page for recipes, tips and all the latest news. That's Food Bites with Sarah Patterson and Kevin Hillier.